ABC NAIDOC Digital Radio, saluting our unsung local heroes working in Indigenous communities.
My name is Jirilala. I'm a Yorta Yorta Wiradjuri woman born and raised in Melbourne on the land of the Kulin Nation. I come from a large, proud Aboriginal family that's played a significant part in shaping Victoria's political landscape. Growing up, I guess I always felt that I had big shoes to fill. I used to ask, you know, why, just because I'm Aboriginal, am I expected to be political? Why am I expected to carry this weight? But as I grew older, I realised that the weight that I bear is nothing compared to that of my ancestors. And so it became my challenge to find a way to walk the path that my ancestors have paved for me, but in a way that was true to myself. And I came across two passions. One was to increase the positive media representation of our people. You know, how are we expected to hold our heads up high when all we ever hear about are our falls and our setbacks? And so I studied media and communications, went on a study tour of the US. Another one of my interests is about the way hip-hop culture is influencing young Aboriginal people in both positive and negative ways. Another passion of mine is international Indigenous exchange. You know, I believe we have so much to learn from our brothers and sisters across the world. The history of colonisation has been repeated time and time again, and all of our communities are suffering in similar ways. In 2008, I was lucky enough to work with my dad on the World Indigenous Peoples Conference on Education. With 3,000 delegates, this was the largest international Indigenous gathering Victoria has ever seen. And it was at this conference that I heard about an amazing school, Tumulkin. It's a Mayan boarding school in southern Belize. And so last year I went and stayed at the school, and it really struck me that in Australia we're still fighting for our children's right for bilingual education, and yet in this tiny Central American country they have an amazing school that not only teaches the Belizean national curriculum but also Mayan languages, philosophies, mathematics, calendar, even cooking classes. And so from Belize, I went on to volunteer with the Kalinago people, Indigenous to the Caribbean island of Dominica. And this was an extraordinary experience for me. And so when I returned to Australia, I took on my current role with Oxfam Australia, coordinating the Indigenous youth programs. And it's my job to facilitate similar Indigenous exchanges for young Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Because I'll always believe that when you're privy to extraordinary experiences, you have a responsibility to pass those on.
ABC NAIDOC Digital Radio, celebrating NAIDOC Week 2010 with Indigenous communities.